This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Security forces in Myanmar fired on protesters Sunday, killing at least 18 people and leaving more than 30 others injured in the deadliest day of demonstrations since the February 1st military coup, according to the United Nations Human Rights Office. In a statement, the office called on the military to immediately halt the use of force against peaceful protesters. Later Sunday, the UN Special Rapporteur for Myanmar, Tom Andrews, released a statement that listed options for UN member states and the Security Council to take action. He said, as the military junta of Myanmar ratchets up its violence against the people, I believe it is imperative that the international community ratchet up its response. Among the options laid out in his statement are a global arms embargo, sanctions against businesses owned or controlled by the junta, and the convening of the UN Security Council to discuss the issue. On sanctions, Andrews urged countries that have already established some to immediately consider more. The United States late Sunday condemned the bloody crackdown on protests and hinted at potential sanctions. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said in a statement, "We are preparing additional actions to impose further costs on those responsible for this latest outbreak of violence and the recent coup. We will have more to share in the coming days." Witnesses to Sunday's bloody protests say police used tear gas, rubber bullets, water cannon, and in some cases, live ammunition in the country's biggest city, Yangon. Media organizations posted videos showing demonstrators dragging some of those injured away from the protests, leaving bloody smears on the pavement. This is VOA News. Spacewalking astronauts have installed support frames at the International Space Station for new solar panels arriving later this year. NASA's Kate Rubens and Victor Glover got a good start on Sunday, but stubborn bolts prevented them from completing everything. Rubens is expected to finish the job during a second spacewalk on Friday, and the first pair of solar panels is due to launch from Earth in June. An internal U.S. government report obtained by the New York Times says that Ethiopia is conducting, quote, a systematic campaign of ethnic cleansing under the cover of war in the Tigray region. The area is largely controlled by Amhara militias in the northern part of the country. According to the Times, the report finds that Ethiopian officials and allied militia fighters are, quote, deliberately and efficiently rendering Western Tigray ethnically homogenous through the organized use of force and intimidation. It says the fighters are acting in support to Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement Saturday that the United States is, quote, gravely concerned by reports of atrocities and the overall deteriorating situation in the Tigray. The armed conflict has taken thousands of people's lives. Hundreds of thousands have been forced to flee their homes. As a result, the region of more than 5 million people is facing shortages of food, water, and medicine. Hong Kong police say 47 Democrats and activists have been charged with one count each of conspiracy to commit subversion under a new national security law. The Democrats reported to local police stations across the city on Sunday as a crackdown on the Democratic opposition intensifies. Benny Tai, one of the organizers of an unofficial primary election last summer, was one of those formally charged. Tai was arrested in a dawn raid along with more than 50 other Democrats on January 6th in the largest national security operation since the law's passage last June. Nigerian parents waited anxiously Sunday outside the school from which 317 schoolgirls were kidnapped on Friday. The girls ages 12 to 16 were kidnapped from the government girls' science secondary school in the town of Jangebe by armed men. Nigeria's army has been working through the weekend alongside Zamfara State Police in a search and rescue operation. And the Nigerian president has said his priority is ensuring the safe return of all hostages. Muhammadu Buhari urged state governments Friday not to negotiate with bandits by paying ransom with money or vehicles. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.